Hi, good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. I'm initiating the automatic callback request.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm trying to hook up. I just recently had the fiber installed, and the technician was here. At the time, I still had a modem from Spectrum, and I recently got rid of it. So he said he left me a cable and said that I could connect my router to the white device, which I guess is also.
So the white
Yeah.
device is the router, and then the black device would be the modem.
Correct. So everything's working fine. I just can't get my third-party router to connect to the router that was given to me. He left me a cable, told me to just plug it into the yellow port in the back, and then into the blue port.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're
And
cutting out badly. Can you repeat that last part?
so I connected it the way he told me to, but my router isn't recognizing the internet
Okay,
from
I
it.
can
And
definitely take a
I
look. What is your service address, please?
56 Hummelville Road, Hummelville,
I always forget that it's HO and not HU. All right, John. Can you confirm your last name for me, please, as well as your phone number?
Yeah,
I
518
apologize, I
369.
lost you there.
I don't know what's going on. 518-369-9319.
Okay, perfect. And your last name, please.
Jorgensen.
Okay,
Okay.
perfect. Thank you very much for that. Me just go ahead and take a look and see if we have any connection at all. It does seem like everything is doing pretty well as far as the actual internet connection goes. It could be a compatibility issue. Did the tech say that, this third-party router would be fully compatible?
He wasn't sure. He thought it would be Archtop.
Yeah. Okay, the reason
When
that
I
I'm
go
at
that to oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say the reason I'm asking is because sometimes not all routers are compatible with each other, and not all of them can be essentially extenders in a sense.
Okay. Well, I need to have two computers hooked up and without having some because the he gave me only has one port.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So that's
The other thing that I can suggest is getting a splitter.
an Ethernet splitter.
Yeah, an Ethernet splitter or a switch. That would
Okay.
probably be the best at that point, especially if you're trying to connect multiple devices. If you're hardwiring the two computers, then yeah, the Ethernet splitter would be the best. Sometimes they're
Well,
called Ethernet switches.
I guess the only other question I had was there's a lot of different options in my setup for the router, and I wonder if you could just verify the right stuff. It asked me for the type of connection, like it's me dynamic TPOE or something. Let me get back into that.
Okay.
Give me just a second. Okay, so it starts me in the time zone, and I did that. And then it asked me for either Orbitect, and then it has the options of dynamic IP, static IP, TPPOE.
So it would be
No,
dynamic.
it would be dynamic. Okay. So then when I hit
Yes.
next, it asked me for the router MAC address,
So
whether it was default. It has one option to clone and one to use a custom.
I mean, as far as that goes, is it asking for the MAC address of the existing router that's on the network, or is it asking for the MAC address of the third-party router?
It said set the MAC address of your router. Use the default address unless your ISP allows internet access from only a specific MAC address.
So, I mean, you should just be able to do default.
Right. That's what I've been doing. And then when it goes through flying the settings and then trying to connect to the internet, it doesn't get an internet connection.
Yeah, it might just not be compatible. That's the issue that we run into a lot, is compatibility. It would be a lot simpler and easier to just have an Ethernet switch or a splitter in this case, especially if it's something as simple as connecting multiple devices.
Okay.
To a hardwire.
Yep.
Because I know sometimes configuring a whole other router to, you know, essentially be like an extender for the routers, it can get pretty technical there too.
Well, that's basically what we're doing. We're going from a router to another router and not having any luck, you know, getting the right protocol for it to recognize it, I guess.
Yeah, because we do run off of dynamic. We don't do static. Static, actually, we have to charge an extra fee for a static IP.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try that next. I pretty much exhausted every option as far as different ways of trying to have it recognize it. So
yeah, I do apologize for
that. No problem.
All right. But yeah, the simplest way would definitely be having the splitter or the switch.
I'll try that then.
All righty. And all right, the great thing is that they're easy to get. I mean, even Walmart has them, Best Buy, I believe Target even has them as well. So there's many different stores that do provide those as an option. But yeah.
Okay, very good. I'll try that then.
Yeah, of course. Was there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, I should do it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your evening and a wonderful holiday season as well.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.